Let's talk a little bit about this gathering yesterday. I understand it was very private. I don't know how many people were in the room, or if anybody other than the two former governors were in the room. Any insights on this gathering yesterday?
So it was very private. They met at Mitt's home here in Salt Lake, and I can tell you one thing: it's certainly not what the narrative of the New York Times, which was "Let's these two are getting together to see how maybe one can convince the other not to run." That's not at all the case. This was a meeting that Jeb had reached out months ago, and a friendly, cordial visit. And these are two people, obviously, that have a lot in common. They've both been governors. They have great families, and they've got a lot in common. And they may be running for the same office, but we don't know that yet. And so there was a discussion of hey, well, let's if you don't run, I'll run, or vice versa. That just was not the case at all.
I was really surprised in one of the descriptions of the meeting yesterday. They said they were both gentlemanly. It would have never even occurred to me that they would not have been gentlemanly, and that it would not have been a somewhat friendly meeting. I'm sure some tough issues were discussed. I'm sure they were very frank with each other, but it never even occurred to me that it would be anything short of gentlemanly.
Well, and Doug, that's exactly right. Both of these guys, they're pros. They've been doing this for a long time. They're both gentlemen. This is not something that would have gotten contentious or anything in that realm, particularly because we don't know. It looks like Jeb is more clear in that he is running, but we still don't know if Mitt's going to run. So.
Yeah, he certainly has taken some steps, obviously. I think it was two weeks ago today, Mike, that he made the statement that he really is kind of looking at it. Might, I mean, all kinds of disclaimers, of course, in the wording and in the tone, but it certainly left doors open that seemed to have been shut prior to. It's been interesting too. I attended the event on Thursday night, no, Wednesday night, pardon me, Wednesday night in Abravanel Hall. It was sponsored by Diversify, and there were all kinds of things that occurred that night, but of course Governor Romney was the keynote speaker, and I was very interested in his speech. And some people said it sounded really like a campaign speech. I think everybody's reading everything campaign and who's going to run for the presidency. I just thought it was a great speech. But I did notice a few things that were perhaps emphasized, things that have been discussed before, but things I think that didn't catch me off guard, but it was interesting that he would bring it up. Middle class, he just mentioned over and over, and that was one of the things he was most, there were things that he was not that happy about in the President's State of the Union address, but he did mention he appreciated the focus on the middle class. Mr. Romney himself then went on and talked about, "I'm one of those Republicans who believes in climate change, that the Earth is warming, and that human beings, play some part in that." And that there were some interesting things that perhaps had not been a highlight of the discussion 2 years ago, or a little better now than 2 years ago, but seemed to have been maybe ramped up a notch on Mr. Romney's priority list.
Yeah, that's right. And and he kind of touched on some of those on his speech in San Diego to the RNC winter meeting as well. I think poverty is something that and tackling it is something that he is passionate about. And this is my personal opinion now, but the Republican Party, we aren't good enough in the way we talk about poverty and the tone that we use. And I think he's got a lot of great ideas and is going to be able to convey that message of, hey, we've been working on this for a long time, but what do we do for people to lift them out of poverty? And I think that if he does choose to run, that will be one of the cornerstones of a campaign that he will do. So.
There was a moment in that speech that, again, there were many moments, but this one in particular got my attention. When Mr. Romney said that, I think it was the Brookings Institute that had looked into some of the factors that seemed to perpetuate generational poverty, and they looked into those who had a high school education, those who had a job early in their life when they were young, and those that had their first child when married. And the odds of those folks that had accomplished all three of those, their odds of being in poverty, 3%. those that did not get
a... Isn't
that amazing? Isn't that incredible? Those that did not have a high school education, those that had a child prior to being married, and those that had not had a job when they were younger, 70% probability of living in poverty. I was stunned by that.
That's an amazing stat, and that's something that we need to be talking about more so that we can develop policies to kind of tackle those things, because there's been so much research done on poverty in this last decade. In fact, one that I think of, it was a Harvard study that I think was done about, finished about a year ago, and they gave a cognitive ability test to some, to two groups of people. Their average income, I think, was $70,000 a year, which is a pretty good living. And then they gave each one of them, say, hey, you're going to have a car problem that's going to cost you $1,500. And the other group, it was like $150. And these are middle-class people. And it turned out the group with the $1,500 car bill, it weighed enough on them that it made their test scores the same as that of an alcoholic.
Wow. Wow.
And so poverty is, I think he'll start using kind of a lot of these studies out there and say, listen, we need to look at this differently and we need to talk about it differently.
Yeah. Mike, just one quick final thought before we break for our news here in just a couple of seconds. I don't know if you were privy to any of the conversations. I don't know what access you have had, but as somebody who worked in 2008 with Mr. Romney, 2012 with Mr. Romney, Mr. McCain before that, what do you think might be going on right now in the analyzing and the decision-making process of the Romney camp?
Well, part of it is, he's reaching out to loyal supporters and finding out, kind of getting a feel from people. What do you think about this? He's asking a lot of questions right now. I know you wrote that thing on Wednesday night. He used that great line from Walter Mondale when he lost to President Reagan. And he said, when I was young, I always wanted to run for president in the worst possible way. And that's exactly what I did.
Right.
So he recognizes that, there were some mistakes made. Let's look at them. And that's exactly what they're doing. And how can we have a strategy that will be a winning strategy? And as he comes up with that, and as he decides, I think that will be kind of his determining factor. Can I win, and will I be the best possible guy to do that?
Mike, I so appreciate you joining us. One quick final question. Did Governor Bush spend the night here in Salt Lake? Did he spend the night at the Romneys, or did he get on a plane and fly back out?
I can tell you, because I was with Mint yesterday, he did not spend the night at the Romneys, but I'm not sure if he left right away or not.
Mike, I always appreciate your insights. Thank you so much. Mike McCarley has been our guest here at KSL News Radio, someone who worked on the 2008 Romney campaign, 2012 Romney campaign, worked before that with Senator John McCain, and I always appreciate Mike's input.